We are going to speak a bit about breaking the hold of the wounded ego. And we understand that this is a challenge in this time, but it is important to break that hold. In order to understand what to do, we need to understand where the wounded ego comes from. And it comes in part from a patriarchal system that says, here is a gender who is superior, and they are going to be the most important. They are going to be number one. And here are you as woman, always number two. And to do well in the world, you need to try harder. It is as though we believe there's one of your advertisements for a rental car place that advertises themselves as trying harder. But trying harder ends up being a sign of a wounded ego. And of course, your ego would be wounded if you did not hear from the beginning that you were important, that you were equal, that you were strong, and that you were loved. So there is some wounding that is built into the system that your society labors under. So when we are looking then at healing it, we must see in our own lives where the wounded ego goes. Because with the wounded ego, there are many directions in which that wounding can reach out and try to take care of itself. But whatever it is reaching for to try to take care of itself, there is going to be a problem with it because the wounding should never have happened to begin with. It should never have happened. And so sometimes we are trying to fix something or to make something feel better. And the mistake was that we ever felt the need to draw in something from the outside to make ourselves feel better. Now, here is an important distinction that we all want to understand. There is a line, and on one side is the natural human responses, and on the other side is the wounded ego. When you are dealing on the natural side, things that we all enjoy acceptance, we all enjoy sharing approval, we all enjoy being responded to, being listened to. Those are things that as humans we all enjoy. We are on the human side of the equation. However, when you move to the wounded side of the equation, some very strange things happen. And the first thing is that you are no longer the source of the things that make you feel the way you want to feel. So if you are down, rather than going in and saying, what is it I need to feel better? There is an outage where your energy goes out, where your energy is trying to make things happen outside of you that will make you feel better inside. Let us say that again. When you are trying to get things outside of you to make you feel better inside of you, then you are trying to take care of the wounded ego. And it is in this kind of movement that you can be hurt, and that you can be hurt very badly. Once again, we are not trying to separate you from your humanity, from the things that people enjoy. Certainly we enjoy friends, we enjoy those who see us and hear us and respect us, but we are first. We are the ones who see us and hear us and respect us. And when we find ourselves going to empty and looking for something to take care of that outside of us, we are being led then by our wounded ego. Now, what is solution here is simple but not always easy, because when you impulse outward, you must do something to stop that. Because the first visit you need to make in your life is inside of you. If you are sad, you want to know what you need to know about that sadness. And you want to need to know what you need to give yourself, whether that is a thought, whether that is a physical response, whether it is an emotional response, whatever it is, the first person in line to take care of you when you are not feeling well, that must be you. That must be you. We will give you an example with the physical body, because the physical body so often reflects the emotional body and the wounding that you are experiencing. Let us say that you were not feeling well, and without even looking into that, you went to see a doctor. And your expectation was that the doctor would tell you what is wrong with the way you feel. You can see that that would be a very frustrating visit, because the first thing that the doctor is going to say is, what is making you feel bad? And if you have not gone in to know about that or to look at that, that trip to the doctor will be wasted. It is not the doctor's job to guess what it is that is bothering you. It is your job to know as much about that as you can and then to share it with the doctor. And that is what we are talking about in life. The first person to know about you must be you. And the question you want to ask yourself is, what is it that I need in order to feel better, to change my perspective? What am I thinking or believing that is good for me or that is not good for me? Now, that work is the first work. And it does not mean that instantly everything will be healed or will do what you want it to do. But it means that you are now putting things in right order, because you are now learning to give yourself the power to be the healer in your life. Now, we are in the human condition, so certainly it is fine to call a friend or to do an activity or to see a movie or read a book or do whatever it is, but that all needs to be in response to you. We do not need to be giving the power to heal to someone we are calling. We can accept their friendship, we can enjoy their support, but the power to heal, that belongs to you. And this is part of the great change that is happening in the world now, because as woman begins to take her power back, this is possibly the most important thing she can do, to return that power to herself. So we will take a few moments and talk about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel that there is love all around you. and it is yours. And you breathe it in with your will, with your decision. And you let that love flow through your body and touch everything in the present, in the past, and feel that love make a path for you into the future. And with the breathing in of love, you exhale fear. And you exhale the lie. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale war. Feel the golden light of the universe and its abundance and its wisdom, its understanding and its healing. Above your head, and consciously open your crown so that you can receive more of all that is good than you ever have before. Focus on that open crown. Feel the golden light pouring into your body, flowing into your third eye to make you wiser than you have ever been before. Feel the flow of that golden light into your throat. And feel the wisdom into your throat so that you speak to yourself with respect, with the knowledge of your own power, your own enoughness. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart center and let it spread across your heart. And know that every place in your heart is being nurtured and loved, protected, healed. Feel the flow of that golden light into your solar plexus. And feel the power of that light to displace emotions which do not serve you on your path. And as that golden light fills your solar plexus, feel that it is making a home for joy. Feel the golden light flow down to your body and into the second center. And let that golden light displace the judgment and the shame that goes with old patterns and old unhappiness. Let the golden light displace that energy and feel it leave your body. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the root, which is working so hard to build a new form of creation. Feel it strengthened. Feel it supported and understood. And feel the power of the universe in your body, helping you to create your life. Move your attention into your heart center. And know that the universe has left a healing gift for you there. Rest your mind and know your gift. Now feel yourself blessed by the teachers who are with you, who walk with you, who know you, who love you. And begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.